Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to share with you the latest news and updates in financial services from around Australia. First off, let's delve into a significant change that occurred yesterday in insurance regulation. The Australian federal government has banned the use of genetic test results in life insurance underwriting, receiving broad appreciation from industry leaders and professionals alike. The ban was necessary to replace the previous self-regulated industry moratorium, which was found inadequate. Both Michelle James from the Australian Lawyers Alliance and Steve Robson of the Australian Medical Association have celebrated this change, highlighting its advantages for consumers and public health. The Council of Australian Life Insurers has affirmed its support, marking a vital move in preventing genetic discrimination in insurance. Moving on to some insights from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. Yesterday, they introduced a call for feedback on their superannuation insurance dispute resolution procedures. Two extensive documents have been introduced, aiming to offer transparency and consistency in complaint handling, designed from a blend of feedback from regulatory bodies and financial institutions. These documents will provide further clarification on handling life insurance complaints within superannuation and on delayed insurance claims. If you're keen to share your insights, make sure to submit your feedback before September 30th, 2024. Head over to the AFCA's website for more information. Now, let's look at an issue heating up the household finance sector. Australian families are feeling the heat of rising home insurance premiums thanks to new data from the Actuaries Institute. About 1.6 million families, that's a 30% increase from last year, are grappling with premiums that are increasing faster than wage growth. Natural disasters linked to climate change, such as bushfires and floods, are the primary drivers of these increases. Alarmingly, more and more households are either looking for more cost-effective alternatives or, even more concerning, dropping insurance altogether. This worrisome trend is not just limited to Australia, but is a global phenomenon. Next up, let's keep our finger on the pulse of the global insurance landscape. Swiss Re, perhaps out of step with the local trend, has reported a commendable net income of $2.1 billion for the first half of 2024. This increase, up from $1.8 billion last year, is largely due to lower natural catastrophe claims and strong investment earnings. Strategic renewals, especially an 8% price rise in July, have also given a hand to this prosperity. It remains to be seen whether they'll be able to meet their ambitious goal of a $3.6 billion full-year net income, despite economic challenges. And on that note, we wrap up today's financial news. Keep tuning in for our daily summaries, and don't forget to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more information regarding insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estrotori signing off.